So they went up, they made a profit, made more on the tax.
Okay, how about a male hog? What would that be called?
Boar.
Could you say that in front of women?
Oh, you could, but it like the other, it was venturesome.
Mm-hmm. What would you be more likely to say?
Male hog.
All right. What would you call?
A hog.
What would you call a male that had been altered?
Bar.
All right. And what do you call a female?
Sow. Gilt.
Which is?
The gilt is a young one that had never had a bunch of pigs.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a pig when it gets a little older?
Choked.
All right. How big does it have to be a show?
Well, it depends on what breed of hogs you got. If you got the big Poland China type that grows up to about 3 or 4 foot high, maybe it'd be nearly as tall as some of the small breeds of hogs.
Oh, I see, yeah.
More or less, it's just a young pig, 3 or 4 months old.
I see,
We had a fight here close to Double Springs that I witnessed. A fellow named Pig, and some of them still lives over close to Double Springs, and the fellow showed from up around Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. They met up down there and introduced themselves to the, and they thought the other was making fun of him, called him Pig. Mr. Pig, when that other fellow said he showed, he thought he was making fun of him. And Schultz thought Pig was making fun of him. And they stopped him after they hit a lick or two.
Oh dear. Well, what do hogs have on their backs, those stiff hairs?
Bristle.
And what are their big teeth called?
Tush.
And what do you call one that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Any other name for him?
Yeah, but I can't think of it right now, but we never have had any around here. It's just hearsays.
Oh, all right. Well, then, Well, what do you say you do to a hog when you don't want him to grow up to be a boar?
Plain English is castrate him.
Is there another way of saying it?
Denut him.
Mm-hmm.
And mark him.
Yeah.
That was the word to use for women.
Mm-hmm. What is...
You kind of pulled my arm. I'm having to say some of this stuff, but I wouldn't necessarily say it yet.
No, I want you to say it, because we need to know what people really said. What is the noise that was made by a calf when it was being weaned?
Bleat.
And how about a gentle noise a cow might make it feel?
Moo.
Pardon?
Moo.
All right, how about, well, for horse, I think you said nicker. Is there anything else you'd say for
nicker
a
nicker and bray. Usually, they speak of the jack, which is known as jackass. They say the jackass bray. The Bible speaks of jackass, you know, in lots, especially Solomon in his wisdom.
What would you call all the animals together, the horses and the mules and the cows?
Stock.
And how about if you had a lot of different kinds of birds, chickens and turkeys and geese?
They're kind of classed as different, but most of them is a flock.
All right.
You got a flock of chicken, I believe a herd of geese, and a covey of birds, and a flock of doves. Well, there's several more, but that's what's come to mind just now.
And these two I also may have asked the other day. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
Setting hen.
And they live in a what?
In a chicken house or roost.
And what's a little place to keep chickens in?
A chicken coop.
Okay.
Or chicken crib.
And if the cows and other animals were getting hungry and it was time to do the chores, you might say it's what time?
Feeding time.
All right. How do you call cows in from the pasture?
I don't hardly know how you go about to say that. Suck heifer, suck heifer, suck, suck.
How would you call a calf?
Same thing.
Okay.